Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, hello, hello. This episode of the podcast is sponsored today by iTalkie, which is a great companion service to this podcast because you can use iTalkie to activate your English in the best way possible by using it to communicate with real people. And that's an essential part of learning a language. And remember that with iTalkie, you've got a few options. You could find a qualified teacher for some lessons, with all the guidance and teaching methods that you'd expect from that. So find a qualified teacher. Second option is that you find a community tutor. That's probably an English person, or they have community tutors from many different places, but you can find lots of English people on there. Community tutors are not, in fact, qualified teachers, but they are there to talk to you and share their language with you, which can be an excellent way to develop your English. And that's also cheaper than the qualified teachers. You could spend a little bit less money and get some time just, you know, talking to an English person. And the third option is that you organise a language exchange with an English speaker who wants to learn your language. Okay, so you spend some time speaking in your language and then spend some time speaking in English. And that's free as well. Okay, so there are lots of possibilities and all of them can be really advantageous to your English. Check it all out at teacherluke.co.uk/talk. And remember that when you buy some lessons, iTalkie will then send you a voucher worth about $10, which is roughly equivalent to a free lesson. Okay, so check it all out at teacherluke.co.uk/talk. Now then, just before we start, I'd just like to say thank you very much if you have voted for this podcast in the British Podcast Awards. Remember that I am up against some of the most popular podcasts in the UK, so I need every single one of you out there to vote for Luke's English Podcast. So if you have a phone with you or a computer or something near you, just do me a favour, all right? Show your appreciation for this podcast, and right now go to britishpodcastawards.com/vote and vote for Luke's English Podcast. Thank you very much. Okay, now, please enjoy this new episode of the podcast, recorded just the other day for your listening pleasure. You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk. Amber and Paul are on the podcast. Amber and Paul are on the podcast. Amber and Paul are on the podcast. Amber and Paul are on another podcast. Paul's a very funny boy. His laugh I very much enjoy. Amber's got a lovely voice. If I could choose an accent, hers would be my choice. Yeah.
Right.
All right. Yeah.
Right. Hello. Yeah,
okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Luke's English Podcast. How are you doing out there in podcast land? I hope you're doing all right today. I am currently sitting here with pod pals Amber and Paul again. Hello, guys.
Yo, yo.
Hello.
And also, there is a video camera rolling. So you will be able to find this on YouTube. And you'll be able to find a video for this on the page for this episode as well on my website, teacherluke.co.uk. Fine. Now then, before we go any further, let me just read one comment that I got.
Okay.
Okay, and then we'll carry on, all right? So this is a comment that I got, a few weeks ago, from Jan Struve. And it goes like this. Last year, when my listening skills in English improved, I started listening to an English podcast, which was spoken at normal speed. Okay? Two men and a woman took part in the podcast, and they spoke and played a game like this.
Two men and a woman. Okay.
Took part in the podcast and they spoke and played a game like this. One of them started telling a story and the others had to guess whether the story had really happened or was only fictional. All right. They called it the lying game. I remember that I was listening to the podcast when I was driving by car to work.
My workplace was about 35 kilometers away from my hometown, and I was heading towards the highway. On the way, I got very deep into the conversation of the three guys and their equally fascinating and exciting stories. I was driving and listening and felt happy having improved my English so far and was able to listen to such driven and awesome podcasters that I forgot everything around me.
So you drive to Russia?
Yeah, maybe. Well, that, at this point, I'm thinking, oh God, did he have
an accident?
Did he have an accident?
Drove into a tree.
Did he crash? So he was listening to The Lion Game and he got completely distracted by it. And then he carries on. I drove and drove, and after half an hour, when the podcast finally ended, I found myself way north on the wrong highway. I'd missed the exit west and had driven more than 60 kilometers without noticing anything but the podcast. That was my first experience with the great and awesome Luke's English podcast.
Good work.
There you go.
So you're making people miss their exits.
Driving 60 kilometres in the wrong direction.
If you're in a car right now, turn
Stop
left.
Listening.
That's right. Turn left or turn right or just generally pay attention. Please do take care when driving or operating heavy machinery while under the influence of Luke's English podcast.
I love that phrase that we hear often, operating heavy machinery. What heavy machinery has anybody ever operated?
I don't know. I imagine sort of a bandsaw or drilling machines, like sort of like heavy industrial machinery.
Because we do that every day.
Well, if you're drinking Benelin cough syrup, it's probably not a good idea to be using some industrial smelting machines or something, isn't it? That's the idea. Mm. So, guys, I think it's time then to play another round of the lying game. Let's play the lying game. So I think this...
The Paul loses game is what it should be called.
Right.
You didn't lose last time.
I think I've lost every time.
I don't know. I think we've only played it twice, haven't we?
No, we've played it a few times. We did the interactive one where the listeners sent in their questions. Yeah.
Didn't we have to finish one of those?
No, it's all done. It's all done.
It sounds like it was like Inception. It was like, well, they're going to respond, so now we need to respond to that one, but then they need to respond again. And then it was just... So we finished it. Okay, good.
We finished that.
As long as your listeners aren't frustrated.
No, I think that it's fine. And so let's start... I guess we're going to call it Season 2 of The Lying Game.
Uh-oh.
Season 2.
Which we could... We could wrap up in one single episode. Let's imagine that we do that, especially if I don't do a huge introduction at the beginning.
Right.
All right. So
let's get to it.
Season 2, it's Even Stevens again.
Okay.
So we're on, level playing field. Let's start from scratch. Okay. I think we know the rules. Someone tells us something. It can be either a true or a lie. We have to ask lots and lots of questions like a detective and then decide if we think it's true or a lie at the end. If you guess correctly, you get a point. If you guess incorrectly, the storyteller gets a point. Listeners, just try to follow the conversation and try to guess if we're lying or if we're telling the truth. Okay? Who'd like to begin? Shall I do eeny, meeny, miny, moe?
Go for it.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a tinker by his toe. If he squeals, let him go. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Amber.
Tinker? All right, then.
Yeah,
tinker.
Well, I changed it to tinker.
To make it a bit
That's
Irish.
That's what we used to say at my school.
Really? Tinker. We used to say tigger, like the...
We'd say tiger.
I used to say tiger, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, we used to say that, catch a tiger. No, it was tiger, yeah, it wasn't tigger.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Catch a tiger by its toe.
Catch a tiger by its toe.
It had changed. When I was very young, we said something different.
If it squeals...
Let it go.
Let it go. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Tigers don't really squeal, though. If it roars...
Roars!
All right, anyway.
Anyway, Amber, you're going to go first. So tell us the thing. What's your story?
Okay, my story is...
The way we do this, remind me, is we come out with a statement.
And then you ask questions.
And then you ask questions.
It's a statement, and then we ask lots and lots of searching questions. And then when we're satisfied, we say whether we think it's a lie or whether we think it's the truth.
Yes.
And justify our reason. And then... the person reveals it, and then we count the scores.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, Amber.
I hesitated to share this with you, but here it is. I once left Hugo. I left him, and I went home. I abandoned him.
You
went home.
You abandoned Hugo.
Yeah.
Hugo is your child.
Yes.
Right, we have to establish that.
He is my son. Okay. He is my baby. He was my baby. So he is my child.
So you abandoned your son, Hugo.
How old is he again?
3.
He's 3. Okay.
And when you abandoned him, how old was he?
He was a few months old.
Just a few months old?
Yes.
Like a little baby?
Yes. A baby, a tiny baby. Very new baby.
Oh, my goodness.
He was only a few months old, yeah.
Wow, shocking.
Yes.
If it's true.
Yes.
Paul? Did you do it on purpose?
No, I didn't do it on purpose.
Okay.
I didn't do it on purpose.
Did you do it by accident?
I did it by accident.
Okay. And so how long did you leave him? How long was he abandoned for?
I left him abandoned enough time to get upstairs to unpack the shopping, of which there was frozen stuff, and make myself a cup of tea.
So he was what? He was in the apartment?
He was in the you know where you put the bikes and prams? You know when you come home?
Yeah.
And downstairs, most buildings, maybe your building, has like a lockup where you put your bikes and prams.
Like a bit in the back of the building where you keep bikes and prams.
Yeah.
You left him there and you rushed upstairs to your apartment. You unpacked all the frozen food.
I didn't rush upstairs. I was quite tired and I had bags and bits and I opened the door and I put the pram in and I took out my bits because, you know, prams have got a big space at the bottom. I took out my bits and I had my bag and I got everything and I locked the door and I went upstairs and I unpacked the shopping and put it all away and put the kettle on, made a cup of tea and sat down and was like, fuck.
You made a cup of tea as well? And meanwhile, little baby Hugo is in a bike shed at the bottom.
In the pram?
Yeah, in the pram.
Was the bike room, let's call it the bike room, right?
Yeah.
Was the bike storage room locked?
I had locked it, but everyone in the building has a key.
Right. Okay.
So okay, could have technically gone in and found him. But I mean, I had locked it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Paul?
I don't know. No further questions, Your Honor.
Really? No further questions?
No, I don't know.
I've got more questions.
Go on.
So why on earth did you do that?
I mean, when you've had a baby,
yeah,
you do get very tired.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two things. You're tired. So, I did leave my keys often in funny places. I would find like them in the fridge or, you know, the butter in the cupboard or just weird things like that, just from tiredness. And so I think I was a bit tired. I think you're not necessarily still used to having a baby, even though you're like have it the whole time, all the time with you.
Yeah.
But I think I was just on that. You know, my arms were full because I'd done shopping. So I had this sort of feeling of like having everything, going upstairs and then just unpacking, just kind of going on to automatic pilot, like unpacking, everything's as it should be. It's fine. It's sit down.
Okay.
I hadn't left him out like at the supermarket.
So of course it was by accident. This is the point.
I didn't mean to leave him downstairs.
You did it by accident.
I did it by accident, but it still happened.
Just out of forgetfulness because you were so tired at having to bring him up. Okay.
Yeah.
There wasn't maybe part of you that kind of did it on purpose?
Maybe, deeply.
Because, you know, after
maybe somewhere annoying. Deeply I was thinking, God, just leave me alone.
Yeah.
I'm so tired. I just want to have a cup of tea. I'll do anything for a cup of tea. I'll lock you downstairs.
And
so...
If you've got no more questions, let me just ask one or two others.
Yeah.
Okay.
At what point did you realise that you'd left your son downstairs?
I made the tea. Oh, I put the kettle on as I was unpacking. I was just, you know what you do? You get home and you take everything out and you sort of unpack it, put the kettle on. I made some tea. And then when I went to take it to sit down, I just had this, you know, this like sick feeling, this horrible... I mean, I knew instantly what had happened, this sick, sick feeling, and I ran downstairs. I thought I was going to be sick. I couldn't even walk back up the stairs.
What was...
I felt like so... You know, you just feel like so shaky and awful.
And what was his reaction when you...
He was asleep.
Oh, he was asleep.
I think this was part of it as well. Like, he'd fallen asleep at the supermarket. I'd come home. He was quiet. And somewhere in my mind, I was thinking, he's calm and quiet. I don't need to worry about him. He's sleeping soundly. Check. He's nice and calm. I'll get this done. So I think somewhere in my mind I'd sort of put it like, oh, the baby's okay. And he was okay, but he could have been really not okay. I mean,
yeah.
If I don't know.
Did you tell your boyfriend?
Not straight away.
You told him?
I have told him, yes.
You have told him?
Yes,
now.
I did tell him, but not straight away.
How did he react, can I ask?
He was fine. I didn't mention the cup of tea. I just said I went upstairs and then ran back down, and so, he said it was fine.
So everything was
pretty laid back. Yeah,
it was all okay in the end.
It was fine, but it's a terrible thing to do as a mother to abandon your baby, because it sort of means like somewhere, like what you were saying, like could I abandon him?
Yeah,
could I forget him? Like, is he so meaningless that like
So did you? Yeah, I imagine you said you felt really sick. How long did that feeling last?
That lasted a while.
Really?
A while. That sort of horrible adrenaline-y.
What do you mean when you say a while? Because that can be a short time or a long time, can't it? A while.
I don't.
How long do you have to wait? Oh, it's only a while.
Well, I mean, no. I felt guilty.
For a long
time. For the rest of the day, I felt very guilty.
Okay. So attentive.
I was very attentive.
Were you like, oh, yeah, hey, let's play together,
Well, he was only little, so, I mean, he was still very, very small. So there's not really much playing, but it was just like, you're just staying with me, I'm sorry. Just like cuddles, cuddlerama for that baby.
It's really quite a difficult one because, you know, she's clever.
Mm.
And, you know.
When you're tired.
Yeah, but I mean, now you're clever.
Ah, because I'm foxing you.
You're out foxing us here with this one. Are you ready, Paul? Are you ready to make your decision?
Has Nico done anything similar to that? Like, has he ever...
Abandoned?
Yeah.
Forgotten our son somewhere?
Yeah, has he ever...
No, he's never done anything like that. Okay. I mean, no. He's more likely to take a tumble when he's in Nico's care.
Okay, so Nico's dropped him or like
no,
made
no,
him
he's
fall
never
over.
Dropped him, but like they'll go and do a bit more sort of tumbly games. He's a bit more like, you know, with his dad.
And does it ever worry you like that he might hurt him or something, or that he might get hurt?
I mean, I'm always worried. I mean, they went swimming the other day. I was like, don't let him drown. I'm always worried when he goes out all the time. But no, he's only been with me. Abandoned him.
The real danger is with you, apparently.
Yeah, basically.
Now, okay.
What are you thinking, Luke?
It's really hard to say because on one hand, you kind of think this has to be a lie because I think it's definitely possible, right? I definitely think it's possible. But I'm just trying to think, is this the sort of thing that Amber would admit to? I can imagine you telling that story as a lie and then at the end going, well, of course it's a lie. I would never do that. And then you save face in a sense, you know,
because I'm not a terrible mother.
Because you're not really on, you know, sort of suggesting the idea that it could have happened and maybe the thought has occurred to you or maybe you left him there for a second and then you went back and, you know, you didn't actually go upstairs and make the tea.
Mm.
I think it's a lie for that reason. But I would not be surprised if it's true because I could definitely imagine something like that happening in the world. You know, a very tired mother kind of with her hands full. You know, it's the sort of thing that could definitely happen.
Yeah.
But I think in your case that it's nearly true, but it's not true. So I think it's a lie.
Okay.
Paul?
Thank you.
I imagine, for example, you left him in the bike storage room and you closed the door.
And
then you
I
got
remembered.
To the lift and then you realised, oh God, and then you went back. But you didn't get all the way upstairs and have a cup of tea.
Yeah, I wish I did have a lift. That would be amazing.
Yeah, stairs, lift, stairs.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm going to go with a lie as well.
Mm. Well, careful, she's going to get 2 points if that's true.
We tried doing this tactical bullshit last time and I failed.
Yes,
and
right.
It meant that I ended up... So I'm not going to play the tactical game to be like, oh, well, in case, you know, because... Basically, yeah, she could get 2 points. But if I say it's true and it's not, then you'll only get 1 point. But then I'll get 0 points and then you'll get 1 point.
True.
So you'll both get 1 point and I'll be on fuck all. So it's either... Yeah.
Yeah.
So?
I'm going to say it's... I'm going to say it's a lie and I've got a couple of reasons.
Okay.
All right.
Well, one... It's there was a point where you were saying, yeah, like you said it a couple of times. It's like, yeah, you know, when you get in and you just want to, you put your bags down and you put the kettle on. You said that a couple of times. I feel like the kettle was an added, like, I feel like it could be a detail that you added to the story to make it sound more like you were talking about more details. And you try and justify it the second or third time. You said, I don't know, I'm just going to go lie. It's just a...
The cup of tea is a bit too much.
Tea's too much.
It's just that extra detail is just unbelievable.
Oh, I don't know what to do. Am I going to say true just to...
5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I'm going to say it's a lie.
A lie as well. Okay, so we both think it's a lie. Amber?
Yeah, it's a lie.
Yeah!
It's based on a truth.
Right, based on a true story.
My mum left me at the bank when I was a baby.
Really?
And went home. Yeah, what? Which is way further and more extreme.
Left you at the bank.
Your mum left you at the bank?
The bank, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah. So she forgot me completely. And I was like, man, I can see how that can happen.
Yeah.
Although it's never happened to me.
I don't, yeah.
At the bank, really? How old were you?
Baby. I don't know. Yeah.
Wow. And
and that's what she said. She just got home. She was like, I just unpacked the shopping. And then I was like, oh my God.
And then she was like, I left my credit card at the bank. And then she got to the bank.
It's
in
the pram.
Oh, and my baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my baby's here too. Huh? Oh, yeah, I've got a baby.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, Paul, we both just scored a point.
One point each.
1 point for Paul Taylor.
Nice.
1 point for me and zero for Amber in the first round there.
I'm glad you had faith that I wouldn't actually leave my chance.
Yeah, I think it's possible, but I think there's no.
Yeah, okay. Good. All right, then.
What about you or me? Should we do eeny, meeny, miny, moe?
Go for it.
We know when it's two people, we know who it's going to be.
Really?
I don't know how that works.
It's
rock, scissors.
Go for it.
One, two, three.
Oh, no, you have to do it like that? Okay. The Japanese people watching are like, you can't do it, you're rubbish, because Japanese people are brilliant at doing this. So we're playing rocks,
paper.
Rock, paper, scissors. So we do it on three, yeah? Do it on three, so, like you did then.
Why? Okay. What do the Japanese do?
Yeah, they do it on three as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if Japanese people watching, if Japanese is it? Okay. All right. Let's do it. Ready?
Go.
One, two, three. You go next.
Okay.
I can choose. That means that I won because I did a rock and he did scissors. And rock blunts the scissors.
Yep.
So I won.
Yeah.
So I'm choosing that you go next.
Okay.
So the other day I was at the gym and I got proposed a threesome.
Whoa. You got proposed a threesome?
Yeah.
At the gym?
Yes.
At the gym.
Can you just explain not what the gym is, we know what that is. But
what a threesome is.
Can you explain what that means? You got proposed a threesome?
It means I got proposed to have sex with two other people.
Okay.
At the same time.
Yeah, that's a threesome.
Two men?
No.
Two women?
No.
One man, one woman?
Yes.
A couple?
Yes.
So boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yes.
Who asked you first? Was it the man or the woman?
The woman.
Okay. Was it a joke?
I thought
it
was.
Were they like saying like, because you've got a joke about that in What the Fuck?
Have I?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
so were
true.
They making a joke about that?
No. I thought they were. I thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
I just thought they weren't being serious. Or she wasn't being serious. Mm-hmm. And no, they weren't.
Just run us through exactly how it happened.
Yeah.
Tell us the little story there.
So
you're in the gym.
Where is your gym?
It's just underneath my window.
Okay, so the 20th.
Like there's a gym that's almost attached to our building, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So next door down. So yeah, it's the gym.
So you were in the gym. What were you doing in the gym?
I was working out. Can you tell?
Sculpting.
Just getting... No, basically, because it's 3 months to the wedding, I thought I should probably start looking after myself a little bit.
He's getting married.
Sorry, ladies and the men. I think we've made that same joke last episode.
We talked about that in the last one. Anyway.
So anyway, yeah, I thought, I should probably, try and not look like a flabby bastard on the beach in Corsica.
Right.
So when it was 3 months, so the 3rd of March, I was like, yeah, cool. I should start. I still want to drink and still want to, because I drink during my show. It's like, all right, the best way to do it is to actually go and do some exercise or whatever. So I was doing, I did some treadmill and there's like a little bar area.
What, for getting beer?
For getting beer at the gym, of course, yeah. No, there's like a little drinks bar that it's in the thing.
I see.
And so I'd finished doing the treadmill and I went to the drinks bar and one of the girls there recognized me. And she was like, oh, you're the guy that does the thing. You're Paul Taylor, right? I was like, oh, no, not here. Jesus Christ. I hate being recognized in like places where I'm, embarrassed or like, I was
private.
Sweaty.
Yeah,
it's one of those private things, where you're just like, oh, when Addie goes to me, she's like, oh, can you go buy me some what do you call those? Serviette hygienique.
Tampons, sanitary towels.
Sanitary towels. She was like, can you go buy me some sanitary towels? And I was like... you know, I can't do that now anymore. I can't go and just buy sanitary towels on my own.
This is going to make the news, the evening news. Yeah. Welcome to the BBC here in Paris. And news flash, breaking news here. Paul Taylor spotted buying sanitary towels.
Yeah.
Is he really a woman?
Is he really a woman? Yes. Because people have, you know, in the supermarket, they know me and, you know, whatever. So anyway, I don't like being recognised in those kind of intimate situations. Okay. So I was, you know, my usual kind of like shy, like, oh, hi, yeah, great. She's like, oh, I love what you do. It's funny, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So we were getting chatting, basically. We were having, you know, we got some drinks, you know, the power drinks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That are supposed to do things. You know, like, you're like, oh, I've just worked out. I'll drink some isotonic Powerade.
Yeah.
No sponsors, or Gatorade, or whatever they call it. You know, those the power fluo drinks.
I've just got rid of all the sugar out of my body. Let's put more back in.
Yeah, before to do some stuff. And yeah, so basically she's like, oh, I love what you do, you know, with my boyfriend, we watch your stuff and it's very funny. And and yeah, she was just basically kind of like probing a little bit. She's like, oh, you know, your accent's cute, blah, blah, blah. Do you want a threesome?
Really?
Not literally like that, but yeah. It got into the thing, it was like, yeah, me and my boyfriend, you know, we've been going out for a long time and we're just like, you know, we're looking for other experiences. Would you be up for it? And I kind of laughed. I was kind of like...
You're like, good one.
Yeah.
Oh, you're serious.
My awkward's kind of, you know, like, yeah. And
because they were like, yeah, we've been watching your videos. My boyfriend and I have been watching your videos.
She didn't ask you to go for a drink or anything. She was just right in there, like, let's all get naked.
She was like, yeah, well, you know, it'd be fun and all this kind of stuff. And you know,
what did she look like? What were they like? I mean,
he wasn't
there. It a surprising package of person? I mean, because I imagine you need to be quite confident to come straight out. Was she just a normal looking person?
Yeah,
was my question. Or was she sort of like a crazy person?
She wasn't like normal, like nothing stood out really. Like she wasn't amazingly pretty. She wasn't amazingly ugly. She was just kind of normal, like blonde hair in a ponytail. And
she wasn't like super hot kind of.
No.
Yeah.
Will you ever go back to the gym?
No, I haven't been back since. I can't do it. I can't, like, I was just like, fuck it, I'll go running on the street and do my sit-ups in the park. Like, the reason I went to the gym as well is because, like, I like running, but then you're supposed to do, like, I don't know, like push-ups, and like I read one of those things, like, oh, beach body 30 days, whatever. it's going well. You're supposed to do like sit-ups and, you know, push-ups like after you run, because that's when, you know, you whatever. So, but I feel like a dick in the park doing that if I run and then I'm just like trying to do sit-ups. So I was like, at least in the gym, like everyone's kind of
it's
doing
normal
that.
It feels normal
a little bit. So
you said no.
Yeah.
And was there a moment where you thought, like, did you consider it?
Well, I was just like, you know, thanks for the offer, you know, just awkward.
I'm too busy.
It's just awkward silence, basically, like awkward, like, oh, whatever. And then, you know, we went about our ways, and then she sent me a message afterwards on Facebook being like, well, if you ever change your mind, you know where to find me, sort of thing.
Okay.
What's her name?
Alicia.
Alicia.
Alicia. Mm. Okay. Is she French?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Boyfriend was there?
No, he
not
wasn't.
There.
Oh, he wasn't there. Interesting.
Mm.
Okay. Did you check out her profile on Facebook? Oh, no, you don't have a Facebook profile.
I don't
anymore,
have a Facebook you're not thing on Facebook anymore. But like, when I click on profile, like it's all... shut, like it's all closed.
Yeah.
When people click on people,
did you tell Addy about it?
No. I thought it'd be better not to, really.
Yeah, because, you know.
Well, and the thing is, like, I'm not against that kind of thing, but I was like,
what, threesomes?
Yeah. But
or telling you,
but I would do it with Addy and like another girl. We've had this discussion with her before, and I was just, and she's like, yeah, as long as I get to choose the girl, I'm like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Mm. All right. But you don't want to be with some girl and a guy that you did with some other guy.
I mean, if it was two girls, then obviously, I mean, that's what all guys are like. Oh, yeah. I mean, I would still say no, because if it was two random girls, you know, I've got to say no.
It's going
to
be weird, isn't it? I mean, maybe
it's weird, but it's also
maybe in a situation
married,
where
so
in a, in a if
inappropriate.
Even if you weren't getting married, it's a bit of a weird thing, and you'd imagine you'd like it to be a situation of trust and all that stuff. But
or like in the film Love Actually, when he goes off to America and he meets the three girls and they have a foursome. Great.
If it's in the film Love Actually, it's
then
fine.
Then it'd be great. Yeah,
but in the real world,
I think a foursome's too many.
Probably.
I mean, you'd need a giant bed for a start.
You would, wouldn't you?
I mean, it'd have to be huge.
Well, not necessarily, because if two people are on top of each other.
Well, but I mean, it doesn't stay like that. You'd need space to sort of, you know, move around.
To switch positions.
Imagine three people in your bed at home, sort of rolling around. Now put a fourth one. I mean, it's hardly enough space, you know, in my bed with just me and Nico, and then Hugo just trying to sleep and punch us in the faces. I mean, and he's only like a tiny person.
But then if you're in it, then you're just taking up the space of one person, right? I don't know. I've never done it, so I don't know what the logistics of a ménage à trois are.
I imagine it wouldn't have to take place on a bed. You know, it could take place in any manner of locations.
What's funny though is that maybe she was joking. I hadn't even thought about the sketch in the what the fuck thing, which is the most viewed video of the whole.
Do you think she was making a joke and you didn't realise? And she was like, oh my God, what a dick. He actually thinks I want to shag him.
No, because afterwards she sent me the message. So I don't know, but maybe she thought like, oh, he's making fun of that in the video. Therefore, he's the kind of person that likes that. I don't know, maybe I've got a cheeky air about me. I don't know.
I think this is an example of how sometimes the audience will take your humour on face value. When it happens to me, people just don't realise I'm joking.
When you get asked for a threesome,
and they just ask if the audience were in a hurry to get to the venue. That's how it goes with me. But with you, because you make a joke about a threesome, they're like, "Oh, he has threesomes. I'll have to ask him." Maybe that's what it,
I didn't even think about that. You know, like in the video, I'm like, "Oh," and I said, "No, what a dickhead."
Yes,
which the face value means, "Oh shit, he actually wants to, you know."
Yeah, but of course you don't. It's just this is an example of someone sort of taking your humour or your jokes on face value and really believing that you did want to have a threesome.
It could be that. I mean, it is the video that's been the most viewed out of all of the 25 episodes. So.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Any more questions, Amber?
Did I go home and masturbate afterwards?
We'll leave that one. We'll leave that one hanging. We'll leave that one unanswered, hanging as it were, or not hanging as the case may be. All right. Well, Amber, do you want to...
No, I think that's okay.
I'm gonna say that I think it's true.
Okay.
Yeah. At the beginning I wasn't sure because I felt kind of this is a lie at the beginning. But as the story progressed, it started to feel more and more realistic and possible. And that whole thing about the girl not quite getting to grips with the fact that it's just a joke, that maybe you're the kind of guy who does do threesomes, made her ask you the question that she'd heard you say it in the video, and she then assumed she put two and two together and she came up with five.
Yeah,
you know,
or one and one together and three.
And came up with three. Yeah, exactly.
Wordplay. It hasn't stopped since we've been here.
Oh, okay. So you're going true.
I'm
going
to say it's true.
Okay. It sounds quite plausible. That this could happen. Why not? You're an attractive man, Paul. And there are some cheeky Parisians out there. That is a naughty thing to suggest. And it doesn't feel like the kind of thing you would sort of say, because it feels a little bit like, oh, I was out and this girl asked me for a threesome.
Yeah, it's a bit...
Because, like, I'm irresistible.
Now, if it had happened to Robert, on the other hand, he would be like, ah, guess what happened to me?
He'd be telling like, you know, the girl in the boulangerie.
He'd let everyone know. This being said, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say it's a lie.
Really?
Even though I sort of feel it could be definitely true, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say it's a lie.
Okay. So, Paul?
It's a lie.
Damn. You just pulled back a point and you're winning now. So Amber, you just scored a point. Paul just scored a point and I just missed a point. So the scores now after two rounds is that Amber has got one. I've got one. Paul Taylor, two points.
Yeah, 2 points. And for once, it was based on no reality at all. You know, like some of the same sort of thing, like the last couple of times I've done a lie, it's been... like, you know, it's like, oh, something's happened to someone else or whatever.
Yeah.
No, I just made it just up on the scooter on the way out. I was like, shit, I haven't got a story. I've got to come up with a story.
Mm. On the scooter?
Yeah.
You ride a scooter?
I did a scooter, the Velib system, but scooters.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, right. I've not even seen that.
There's an app that you, it's called City Scoot, and yeah, you can choose.
Are they electric?
They are electric.
Are they cool?
They're very cool, yeah. And you just drop them off wherever you want.
Do you need a driving license?
Well, you need something.
Damn.
Do they know what you're talking about on the podcast now?
It's an app called City Scoot, and basically you can find scooters. The little green dots are all scooters within Paris.
And they have helmets there in the scooter.
Yeah, so you that's hit the amazing. Button, there's a helmet, and then there's the kitchen people that work in kitchens. What do you put the white stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Hairnet.
Yeah.
A hairnet. So there's a pack of hairnets you put on your head so that you can put the helmet on.
Ooh.
And then there's no keys or anything. You just type in a code, and then you drive off. And then
that is it's brilliant. Great.
And you drop. There's no stations. It's not like Velibs, the bikes where you there's a station. You drop it off wherever
just drop
you want.
Them off.
And then at night they come round and charge them all.
Brilliant.
That's so cool.
Sorry, are they electric?
Yes, yeah. They are.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's great.
Brilliant, isn't it?
And do you need a license or something to use?
Well, I just photocopied or took a photo of my British driver's license. I'm like, yeah, no problem.
Yeah,
so that's cool. Okay. Are they like 50?
Yeah, I think they're less than 50. Like they don't go. They
under 50 apparently don't need a license.
Yeah, they go. I mean, because it's electric.
Shouldn't be allowed to
because
use
it's
them.
Electric, there is no engine, so there's no. But it goes. It caps at 49 kilometers an hour. Like you can. I know that I'm going. I could go more, and then I feel it slowing down.
I see.
That's fine though.
Are there any in the area? Like, where's the closest one?
The closest one right now is probably about a 7 minute walk.
Okay,
wow, that's amazing.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
You should try
good.
That out, Luke.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe
fun.
We should have a podcast on the move.
I think we should all have a race.
Can you have someone on the back?
No, it doesn't go fast enough. Like it's too. It's not powerful enough, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah.
Oh, cool.
What's it called again? Sorry.
City Scoot.
City Scoot. Yeah. Brilliant.
Cool. I did see that the Autolibs are now in London. They call it Blue Car. Or Blue City or something like that. Okay. But they're the same cars, the same logo, everything. Anyway.
Okay.
I love it.
All right then. So
okay, your turn.
So it's my turn then. All right, so here's my story. So I told a joke. I told a really bad joke. And it went down really badly. Okay. And the result was...
So far, so true.
believable so far. So I told a joke. It went down really badly. And it's how do I describe it? It went down really badly, and one of the people I told it to then he left the country. That was like I've never had a joke go down so badly as this. One of the people actually left the country as a result.
You're implying that because of this joke,
because I told
someone moved abroad.
Because I told a joke.
What was the joke?
And it went down badly. Someone just left the whole country.
Was it similar to the Russian joke? Was it somebody in Russia?
No, not a Russian person.
What country did they leave? Was this in France?
No, he left the United Kingdom. It was in England. He left England.
Well, he wasn't planning on leaving. He was planning on staying.
No, absolutely.
You told this joke and he up sticks and left.
As far as I'm aware, he wasn't planning to leave the country and then... as far as I know, I told the joke and then his response was to just leave the country. So not only did he not get the joke, it caused him to actually leave the whole country.
Can we hear the joke?
What was the joke?
Well, I should probably put it in context because the joke on it... Okay, all right, I'll tell you the joke, all right? So I love having lie-ins, right? I love staying in bed in the morning. I love having lie-ins. I have a lie-in... Every weekend, I'm the Lion King.
Yeah. Good joke.
It's not a bad joke, right?
Yeah, it's fine.
Now, the context was that... Okay, I'm a little embarrassed to say that the context was in a classroom and that it was in an English lesson. And the students were low level. It was like an A1, A2 class. And we were talking about sort of sleep, daily habits... You know, mm-hmm. daily routines and get up, go to bed and have a lie-in was one of the phrases that I ended up teaching them. And have a lie-in was on the board and we spent a little time dealing with what that means. And obviously having a lie-in means when you stay in bed in the morning. You wake up, but you don't get up. You stay in bed. Maybe you read a book or go on your phone or something to have a lie-in. It's lovely, isn't it, to have a lie-in?
I've heard of them. Yeah.
You don't have them anymore because you've got a child.
I thought a lie-in was that you actually slept
late. Stay asleep.
Late.
Me too, yeah.
You might sleep late. You might fall asleep again, but you probably wake up at like 8 or 9 and you don't get up, you stay in bed and you either fall asleep again or you just stay in bed for a while.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, that's having a lie in.
Okay.
So this is a nice bit of vocabulary and it came up. And then in my stupid mind, I was like, oh, I can tell my joke now. I'll tell them my lie in joke. So I said, oh, by the way, everyone, I love having lie ins. You know, after they discuss, you know, do you have a lie-in? How often do you have a lie-in and stuff? I said, I love having lie-ins. In fact, I have one every weekend. I'm the lie-in king. Like nothing. Nothing. There was about 7 people in the group, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, that was a joke. Obviously, you didn't realize. Let me just... I'll explain it, you know, and I...
Sounds like our Russian joke.
It's exactly... It happens to me all the time.
All the time. You stop telling jokes to foreign people.
I can't help it.
Where puns and things are involved. It's really hard.
I have to try and enjoy my job somehow.
Okay.
And so I wrote it up on the board, you know, have a lion, the Lion King. And I was like, you know, the Lion King. The Lion King? It's a film, you know, Disney, Lion King, you know, The Circle of Life and all that, you know, the movie. And it took about 10 minutes, 10 excruciating, painful minutes of me trying to show them what I was talking about, 10 minutes of confusing these poor elementary level students. And it got really bad. And this the guy who ended up leaving the country, he didn't get it. And he was confused and despondent. And I could see it was already difficult. Because
Where was he from, this guy?
He was from... somewhere in North Africa. I can't remember which country. I think he was from Morocco or Algeria.
How did you learn that he left the country?
So I told the joke.
He didn't finish his story.
Sorry, no. Carry on.
I told the joke and it was awkward and it was really difficult and sort of painful. And it was difficult anyway because it's at that level, it's usually quite a struggle.
Mm.
And often you get these experiences where it's just really challenging for them and they can lose motivation quite easily.
Mm.
And it was already quite difficult. But this joke, I think, was like it pushed it too far to the point where 10 to 15 minutes of the class was really confusing. And it was near the end of the lesson. And it was like, at the end, you know, killed the atmosphere. And it's like, oh, God, I lost them. And I was like, okay, so here's your homework for the next class. And, you know, just forget about the Lion King, okay? Just not important, Lion. I rubbed it off the board. And see you tomorrow morning, okay? And closed the books. And everyone closed their books and left. And, you know, he sort of left the room. And he just seemed despondent. And I was like, see you tomorrow. And he just walked out. And I was like, oh, God, that was tough. Next day... I got to school and I was about to, you know, I was getting myself ready, about to go into class. And my boss came in and said, oh, yeah, by the way, his name was Islam. He said, Islam, he won't be coming back. And I was like, what? You mean he's moved class? He's like, no, he's left the school. I was like, he's left the school? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, what, he's moved to another school? And my boss went, no, he left the country. He's gone home. He's given up. And I was like, oh, God, that joke went down well. The worst response to a joke that I've ever had is that the guy left the country and gave up his English program.
Yeah.
Because the joke was so bad.
The quality of your joke was so rubbish.
So there you go. That's okay. The story.
Now... what are you thinking, Amber?
Nah.
I'm thinking it's bollocks for a couple of reasons.
Yeah. We like literally have no more questions for you.
Because I don't know how, what else to, I don't have, I might think of a question here, but a couple of things. One.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Stop messing with the, with
I'll do that
stuff
one instead.
On the table.
One, I think I think we would have heard about this story a long time ago, considering we talk about the Russian joke every time. And I reckon that if we'd have been like, oh, let me tell you, yeah, but I mean, that what happened at the Pan Am when no one laughed about the Russian joke is nothing compared to this.
Yeah.
I'm sure we would have heard about it before. That's my first instinct.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's something. The joke is obviously you've said that joke before in a class, and it's not.
I mean, that sounds like classic Luke. I mean, that is classic, classic Luke joke. Really, like quite a good joke, but pitched very unfortunately at the wrong level of student, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder whether I'm trying to, because what was the original statement there was like, the joke went so bad the guy left the country.
Yeah.
I wonder if he was already going to leave the country.
Well,
the statement was, I told a joke and a guy left the country.
Yeah, but in the statement was because you told a joke, a guy left the country. I don't think the joke was the reason why he left the country. I think he was probably already leaving the country or something was happening and other reasons, but that you might have... I think either you're being really cheeky and the whole story is true except for the fact that it was because of the joke. Like the next day you came in, the guy, your boss said to you, yeah, he's not coming back, he's leaving the country. And then you, in your head... You're like, ha, it's probably because of my joke, and then that's become like the folklore thing.
The story is the events as I have described them are what happened. Basically, that I told this joke. He seemed really despondent because he was confused, and the next day I was told that he'd left the country.
See that I'm not
those are the. It's
no,
just,
I'm not feeling it.
Are those statements whether or not it was because of my joke? I'm not entirely sure, to be honest with you. But I told a joke. He seemed despondent. Next day, he had left the country. So those are the events that you're judging. Okay.
Well, in which case, it's probably
he's trying to make it sound more plausible.
Yeah,
it's plausible because we do know that Luke tells
jokes. Awful
jokes. Pretty typical Luke joke there.
No wordplay jokes.
Which people. Who are learning a language find difficult to understand and come back
to him.
Saw it live
in front of 60 people.
Seen it live.
Happened.
It's become a running joke with us. We just had paracetamol the other day.
Yeah, we'll have to come back to that one.
But I'm still going to say no. I'm saying no. I don't believe you.
Okay. What part of it then? That well, okay. Or you don't believe it. All right. Paul?
How many points have you got?
No, oh, he's got one. He's got one.
I've got one. She's got one. You've got two.
You've got two. You're in the lead. It's all down to Schneider.
Okay.
Paul Schneider.
Schneiderman.
Schneider.
So the thing is, what did you say? No.
I said no.
Yeah, if you're right, you'll get a point. If mm-hmm. you're wrong, he'll get 2 points. No, he'll just get 1 point. So then either. But then if I say no as well.
We'll tie break. If you get it wrong and I get it right, we tie break.
Well, no, because if I say wrong and we both say the same thing and it's right, the story's real, then he's going to get 2 points, which means he's then going to be on 3. I'm going to be on 2 and you'll have 1.
If you get it right, then...
I win.
Yeah, it's too complicated to deal with this strategy. Just do you
go
think
with
it's,
your,
think it's
go
true
with
or
your guts.
I think the events are true. I think it's not because of the joke, but I think that that you told that joke in a classroom. A couple of people were just like, what's going on? And the next day, somebody wasn't in your class anymore. I think it's true. I think that's true. If that's the statement that you're willing to go with, I think that's true.
Yeah.
I'm not willing to agree that somebody left the country because of your joke.
Luke? Okay. It's true.
Oh! He wins the point! And he is the winner of the game! Yes!
Paul did it. He finally
Paul
did it.
Has won! Oh! Let it be known that on this day, the 20th of March, Paul Taylor won
has finally
the
won
Lion
a game,
game
on Luke's English podcast.
By far. Oh. Look at you. 1-1-1.
So the final scores here are that Amber has got 1 point. I've
Loser.
Got 2 points.
Loser.
And Paul has come in with 3 points here, emerging as the victor for the first time on the Lion Game here on Luke's English
Podcast.
And the
first anything.
And in fact,
ever.
The first time
what?
He's won.
You have won things
I've
in the past.
Won
you've
any
got
game,
a myth.
Anything in on Luke's English Podcast.
The first time he's won any.
Thank you for having faith in me. I want to thank all the listeners for having faith in me, all the watchers who have always said, oh, I wish Paul would win something. Yes. Thank you. I finally won.
You've done it. You've done it.
So there you go. Well done, Paul.
Good job.
Congratulations.
Did you actually find out why he left?
I have no idea why he left. Hand on my heart, I don't know why he left, but I can't help thinking
that it was because
that Lion King.
That was the straw that
because
broke
he was from Africa and you were like the Lion King.
I don't know. Maybe, yeah. Or that, I don't know. Maybe he kind of got the wrong end of the stick. But I feel like that was the straw that broke the camel's back. That maybe he was like, oh, this is not working for me. I can't do it.
Can't understand.
And then that one Wednesday afternoon from hell was what kind of pushed him over the edge.
Maybe his visa ran out.
Yeah. Or maybe he'd already decided and maybe he went home And his father was like, so you're leaving now, right? And he was like, but I really like Luke Thompson and his jokes, but yeah, I'm going to leave, father. You know, we don't know, do we?
We don't know.
We don't know. But so I you know.
Should we just have a whole podcast of just awkward jokes that Luke has told?
Yeah.
Luke's awkward jokes.
I do them in French quite a lot now. I think that's when I'm like, oh, now I can be funny in French, because I remember when I first moved here, I was like, okay, I can maybe do stand up in English. Like I can, you know, sit around a table on in a casual setting and make people laugh in English.
Yeah.
You know, we're sitting, we're just joking, and I can be integrated into the conversation and everyone's laughing together. In French, when I first moved in, it's taken up until maybe like last year, where I'd be sitting around a table, French people would be laughing with each other, like talking about cultural references, things I didn't know, and I'd be sitting there going, yeah, so that's great. And now, like, I've managed, I don't know, I do these like word, these really ridiculous, stupid word plays in French.
Yeah.
I haven't got any examples, but so I'm finding I'm better at doing them in French than I'm English, which is interesting.
Like these little word jokes, I mean, I like them a lot, but it's a bit of a risk because often they just make people cringe, don't they, rather than laugh. Right. And then they're like, oh, you know, it's horrible. So like a joke can go really well or it can go really badly. But I think that people take themselves a bit too seriously sometimes.
Oh, I mean, if ever you do those wordplay jokes, like the person who's doing always is not doing them seriously, I think, most of the time.
Yeah.
You know, like the French one that always happens to me is, you know, like, you know, the phrase in French, which is like, ça te dit d'aller au bar? Like, it literally means, does it say something to you to go, ça te dit?
Oui.
And then, ça te dit d'aller au bar? Like, do you fancy going to the bar?
Right.
And then normally you respond like, oui, samedi. Like, it does speak to me. But I usually follow up with, ou dimanche, because it sounds like samedi, dimanche.
Right.
It's just a ridiculous.
Samedi. It's like samedi, which means Saturday.
Ouais.
Okay, right.
Ouais, genre, samedi bien d'aller au bar, ou dimanche.
And then
French people go, ah, you idiot.
Right.
That's nice. Very similar
to
the thing, yeah.
I quite like that kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. It's good. It's good, a bit of wordplay.
You said that you weren't sure if it was true because you'd never heard the story before.
Yeah.
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 But I think I've got lots of stories of being embarrassed in awkward situations in my lessons where I've told a joke and it's not gone wrong, not gone right. And like one the other day, for example. I had one the other day. I think I told you about it, but it was basically that we were doing medical vocabulary in the lesson. So it was lots of like vocab for things like medicine and injuries and sicknesses and stuff. And the word painkillers came up, and obviously that led to aspirin and paracetamol. Now I have told this joke on the podcast before, because a few years ago I did three episodes called Telling Jokes in English.
Oh, so you've already done it.
I've done the awkward jokes already. And so I did those episodes all about, you know, telling jokes and the normal social conventions around telling jokes and the normal structures, like, you know, question.
When you showed the Milton Jones?
No, that was Tim Vine.
Tim Vine, sorry.
I did one about Tim Vine's joke.
Was that in the same period of the three?
Yeah, it was like afterwards.
Okay.
But the three about telling jokes was 2 years ago, two or 3 years ago. And it's just, you know, all the norm, like, you know, the culture of joke telling, and then a bunch of jokes and then telling them and explaining them. And it was, you know, lots of dad jokes and rubbishy jokes. And one of them was this joke, which I had in my head. And so I was teaching this class, you know, paracetamol and aspirin. And I thought of the joke. And what usually happens when I do that is I say to the class, oh, I've got a joke for you. You're not going to find it funny, but I'll tell you anyway. Okay. So, you know, there's no pressure. You don't have to laugh. Well, you won't laugh anyway.
I like how you set this up.
Yeah. Yeah. Because if I put too much pressure on them, like, I'm going to tell you a joke and then it's too awkward. Then I know that they won't laugh because they won't understand it.
Yeah.
So I say, look, you're not going to laugh. Please don't laugh at this, but I'm going to tell you anyway because I have to tell you. Okay.
I can't keep it in. I've got to get it out.
So, and also it kind of gives me a little thing to teach because it's a word play and there's usually something to learn.
Yeah.
There's something that they might not find the joke funny, but it doesn't matter. If they find it funny, it's a bonus, but they can learn something from it. So I said, okay, why are there no aspirins in the jungle? why are there no aspirins in the jungle? And the, you know, my class, typically they're all going, oh, I don't know, why would there be no aspirins in the jungle?
Because there's no pharmacies in the jungle.
Yeah, they're like trying to answer the question, which is not what you do when someone, you
with
know,
a joke.
Yeah,
no.
So, you know, why did the chicken cross?
Yeah.
You say what? Like, why are there no aspirins in the jungle?
Why?
I don't know. Why are there no aspirins in the jungle? Because the parrots eat them all. Because the parrots eat them all.
No, because the parrots ate them all.
Paracetamol.
Yeah. They ate
well,
them.
Paracetamol.
So I messed up the joke just now as well.
Well, no, because...
No, because it's past tense. The parrots, they've eaten them. The parrots ate them all.
The parrots ate them all.
Not the parrots eat them all.
Yeah. Well,
it's etymol.
But
the parrots ate them all.
Yeah, but
why,
you could also...
Why are there no aspirin in the jungle? Parrots ate them all.
Because the parrots ate them all, or the parrots eat them all. Like,
but there's two ways to pronounce the word. You can say paracetamol or paracetamol. I say paracetamol.
Mm.
So that's why it's the parrots eat them all. You know? Parrots, obviously, birds that you find in the jungle.
Fair enough.
Anyway, it's a stupid word joke that doesn't make sense because obviously parrots don't eat...
But that joke is a classic joke. I mean, yeah. Like, there's something else to learn as well as the joke and the play on the words and the paracetamol debate. There is also the fact that, like, everyone knows that joke. So it's like a cultural reference.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's
everyone
important
knows the joke.
To learn.
Why are there no aspirins in the jungle? Because the paracetamol. Because the parrots eat them all. The parrots eat them all. Right. And it was just that, you know, that basically a joke is when a sentence means two things at the same time. So I did that. And, you know, after showing them where the joke was, they did, you know, laugh a little bit. I mean, they weren't falling off their chairs, but they were oh, yeah, because they're a nice group. And, you know, they like you know, stuff like that.
They're polite.
Yeah, they're polite, you know. And it was fine. And then we moved on and we carried on with the lesson. Everything was normal and no one left the country. everything was fine. And then the next class, at the end of the next class, one of the students came up to me and he said to me, oh, Luke, I told my mother your paracetamol aspirin joke. And I told my mother your joke and she's a doctor. And she said to me, she told me to tell you that paracetamol and aspirin are not the same thing.
Is she also a vet? And did she tell you that parrots shouldn't eat aspirin?
Well, the correct dosage of paracetamol for the parrots.
He's like, my mother, who's a doctor, told me that paracetamol and aspirin are not the same thing. And then he said, and she told me also that this is a joke for English people.
Mm. English humour.
At this point, I was like... Don't tell me that. If there's one thing that I don't like is that thing. Like I don't get offended easily, but one thing that will offend me is when someone says, what is this, British humour?
Yeah.
Because that just means that they don't understand it.
Yeah.
So, and I was like, well, I think you'll find this is a joke. This isn't a joke for English people. It's a joke for people who understand it.
Pow.
Feel the burn. And he was like, uh-huh. You know, didn't really...
You know, feel the burn.
Like, yeah, and I was like, he was like, uh-huh.
I found one online, which is pretty good. What's the difference between...
Anyway, before you do that, I should just say, the student in question is a lovely student.
Does he listen to your podcast?
Possibly, yeah.
So, now he's going to go back to his mum and be like, so...
Luke was dissing you on the podcast.
I'm only sharing that story because it was a funny story of a little misunderstanding. And,
it's true.
Once again...
Yeah, exactly. And I, of course, I don't expect everyone to get the joke. All right.
Many don't. Share your joke.
Go on. No, I just found one which is funny. What's the difference between snowmen and snow women?
Don't know.
Snowballs.
Because obviously snowballs are things that you make out of snow, right? Snowballs. Snowmen and snow women. Yeah. I've got one for you. All right, ready? So this on the same kind of theme as the Russian joke, right?
Okay.
So I read an article on Japanese sword fighters. I read an article on Japanese sword fighters. It's quite long, but I can summarize it for you.
Oh no. How do you count cows?
I don't know.
With a calculator.
Oh.
How about this one? Visitors to Cuba always enjoy themselves. In fact, you could say that they're Havana good time. Havana Good time in Cuba.
How do astronomers...
I'm in Cuba. I'm really enjoying myself. Havana. Good time, yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How do astronomers organise a party?
I don't know.
They plan it.
Oh!
Like that's
that
a good one, isn't it?
I like
good.
That one.
That's
planet, good one. Planet. Okay, one that's more. Good. I've got okay. one more for you. I saw a band last night. I saw a music band last night. They came from an island just off the south of Malaysia. Singapore. Yeah, but the drummer was good.
Oh, la, la, la.
That's more
you
complicated.
You can't, if you're going to go country, you can't miss out which Jamaica.
One? Jamaica. Oh, yeah, yeah. My wife's gone to the West Indies. Jamaica. No, she went of her own accord. But that's difficult because the punchline is difficult to understand. Yeah. Like, she went of her own accord means she chose to go herself. I didn't make her go. My wife's gone to the West Indies, to the Caribbean. Jamaica. No, she went of her own accord. It was nothing to do with me. Or my wife's gone to Indonesia. Jakarta. No, she went by plane. Jakarta. Did you cart her?
Man got hit in the head with a can of Coke. But he was all right because it was a soft drink.
Hey.
Hey. Oppa.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Anyway.
Jokes are difficult to understand.
Yeah.
If you don't get it immediately, then you won't find it funny.
Yeah, that's the thing. You can't explain. Those are jokes. There's some jokes you can explain, and you're like, oh, okay, and then you get why they're funny. But that one, these like one-liner, I don't even know what they're called. Wordplay, I guess.
Yeah.
But explaining a joke is like dissecting a frog. It's possible to learn something from it, but the frog dies in the process.
Mm. Mm.
You know.
Yeah.
Right, and on that rather sad note, I think that's the end of the podcast.
I think it has to be.
But it's such a sad, despondent ending.
What about dissecting a frog?
No, just the jokes.
All right, speaking of that.
Terrible jokes.
Why did the can crusher quit his job?
Don't know.
Because it was soda pressing.
Oh,
and it's so depressing.
It's a double pun.
And there we go.
Soda pressing.
And it was so depressing. Oh. Speaking of depression.
A can crusher.
Mic drop.
Can crusher is when you crush a can, like you crush a Coke. Imagine a can of Coke, you finished it and you crush it, right, to recycle it.
Yes.
Can crusher. Soda is another word for a soft drink like Coke. Soda pressing means pressing, crushing a soda can, but it also means so depressing.
And that's why he quit his job.
That's why he's quit his... This way, I can't even speak my own language.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think it's now time to end the episode on that disappointing note where no one understood any of the jokes. And everyone is now thinking, what is this, British humour?
They're all going to leave. They're all going to leave their countries.
They're all going to leave their own countries.
And people say it's an English joke. I go, it's English humour. I go, you know what else is English humour? We've got some great jokes in English. So I'm like, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Fuck you, that's who. Because English humour is amazing. All right, thank you.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Thanks for being on the podcast, you two.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting us
Bye,
over.
Bye, listeners.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Speak to you again on the podcast soon. But for now, it's time to say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.